Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm Jeff Phelps, my partner's Andy Baskin. And we've just been talking, stop us if you've heard this before, about the Browns quarterback situation.
No.
Deontay Johnson, wide receiver of the Browns. At least we think he's going to be. He's on the team now.
Yeah.
I hope he's going to be because he was really good at one point. He was on a podcast, Sports and Suits, and he said, I think they're going to roll with Kenny Pickett right now.
Do you think that, and with what he said, Jeff,
his former teammate in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Do you think, I don't think it was bad what he said. I don't think he gave us any trade secrets. I think he just kind of said, hey, he looked good when we were in minicamp together. And maybe I think they should roll with him. Did he say?
No, he didn't say, I think. He said, I think they are going to roll with Kenny right now.
Hmm. Okay. Well, so what? Sorry. I don't think it was any big, that's not a big war secret or anything.
I've been seeing Kenny going right now with the ones. I've been seeing Kenny going right now with the ones.
Well, we knew he was running with the ones.
Then Joe will come in. I think they're probably going to roll with him and just see. It was like coming off a season.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
He didn't tell us what the rookies were
maybe
doing,
though. No, we didn't hear anything about the rookies. Mike's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
It's a little cooler today. Yesterday, I'm going with that. It's 5 degrees cooler. What the heck?
Weatherman Mike in Stowe. Hello, Mike.
good. So here's what I got. I do always start with the weather. I'm not sure why.
Brother? We're in the same boat.
When you get a little older, you do that, Andy.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's about what clothes you're wearing the next day. Let's be honest. Jeff can't get over that, but it's the way it is. All right, what do you have?
I was addressing this earlier, by the way, when he was talking about, what was it earlier? I was listening earlier to you guys at the beginning, and he was really coming out of the gates early. I wanted to call, but I was working. So
now that work thing gets in the way. Sorry. So what do you got for us? What do you got for us on the quarterback?
The four quarterback thing. So we're worried about somebody else getting somebody injured. Look, I think a lot of things are developing pretty likely what I would think. Pickett is likely our first goat get out there, or guinea pig, whatever you want to call it, get out there and take some beating, learn some things. I think he does have potential, obviously. I'm not super excited about his top side being great, but it's kind of an audition. And I do think we're going to reward Flacco potentially. He's the guy that could get traded. I think the easiest would be Joe. King gets injured, somebody. But what about one of our guys? This is what I want to get at. What if one of our guys gets injured? go figure, at the end of preseason. Not really. But
and that would take care of the issue, would it not?
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
yes.
a little tweaked ankle, Jeff. You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely, Mike.
Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, to get away with this. I don't think I know we're looking for new things to find to talk about these guys, but I think this one isn't that big of a deal because we just would come up with something like that, I think, to take care of it. But I do think Pickett's going to probably start the season because I think he's got the best legs, and I think that line's going to be learning some things for a while, and he's going to need them. And the rookies aren't starting. There's just no reason for that. I've talked about this before. This is a development season. We're going to only win so many games regardless of how well we play. I think that's just the truth. Pickett first. We'll find a place for the fourth. Not a big deal. Let's just get them all some time, see what we got. So next year we know what we got to do. That's the biggest thing. I don't want to come not having evaluated these guys and knowing what we got. That would be the biggest failure for this season. Thanks, guys.
Mike, thank you very much, and I would agree with you on that. If you don't have a determination on the guys you have after this year, then you probably missed something there. That doesn't mean
they have to, because they've got two picks in the first round. They have to.
Yeah.
I think Dan said this best a couple weeks ago. The goal, the ultimate goal, is to make sure you know who your quarterback is
or isn't
by 2026. I don't want to live that way, but I.
It doesn't mean you have to play them all. And I would say this, because if they see in practice, this guy's not ready, this guy's not going, these are the rookies, not going to be a starter, but we think we can groom him to be a backup quarterback, you don't have to play him. You just don't. You just keep him as a backup and you go look for your starting quarterback. You know, I mean, if they don't think Dylan Gabriel is going to be starting caliber, then you just don't play him.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Shadur.
Mm.
Maybe same thing with Pickett. But I don't think that's going
to
happen.
By the end of the season, you need to know, are the four guys on this roster the answer, or is the answer a quarterback in the 2026 draft? That's the goal.
I would agree with that.
That's the goal.
I still ask the question of how many quarterbacks we're going to end up going through this season. And I don't know if it's going to be, because I can't imagine one quarterback starting 17 games for this team this year.
Rarely happens for any team, though.
It happened more often than you think last year. I had the number in front of me. I think it was like 12 teams. Something like that last year. The number was higher than I thought it was going to be. I was like, whoa, really? Huh, how about that?
It would appear that
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet. Governor Mike DeWine is going to have some paperwork in front of him before July 1st. That would send $600 million to a dome stadium project in Brook Park. Apparently, the proposals are through both parts of the state legislature, and now the only thing left, both chambers of the House, or the House and the Senate in Ohio, will be voting on the budget, and then we'll send it to Governor Mike DeWine, who has to sign it before July 1st. So it would appear that it's just...
matter of the governor putting his name on there.
Well, and once the votes go through, and the votes are expected to go through.
Mm-hmm. So, they changed the...
Boom, boom, signature done.
And the funding of it ended up being the unclaimed funds, right?
Yes.
Isn't that the way it ended up?
That's the way that came down.
Hmm.
And the unclaimed funds will continue to grow because more funds will continue to be unclaimed.
Yeah. All right.
So there.
Well, it's money unless you didn't claim your funds, which you still have the opportunity to go get your funds. Not like that's going to change.
Obviously, it's a victory for the Haslams. What do they do with Cuyahoga County? I mean, do you have to have a group hug? You go to a council meeting? Do you patch anything up with Chris Ronayne? Does Chris patch things up with the Browns? Is there anything to be done there?
I don't know.
Or do the Haslams just move ahead?
Yeah, why do they have to patch anything up?
I don't know that they do. They didn't do anything.
The county council hey, we got to move on. This thing's going to Brook Park. And by the way, Brook Park's in Cuyahoga County. End of story. That's it. I give them credit.
Wait. Did you check a map?
I don't know. Let me look. Hang on.
Oh, check the map.
Brook Park, Cuyahoga County.
Check that map.
Sometimes I spell that funny.
I give them credit.
Yes.
Oh.
It's still in the county.
Outstanding.
They don't have to secede. Sure. I did hear that we could have had a little bit of a revolution in Brook Park and they were going to secede, but they weren't sure. Like, they didn't know which, so they were taking bids from other counties to become a part of that county. Moraine made a very, very strong bid. Medina also in there. Lake had a little trouble because of the distance.
Big deal, because you're close to the airport. That's a good spot.
Yeah, yeah.
When will this become a reality in your mind?
As soon as I see a shovel go into the ground, probably in January, February, March of this year. That's when it's real.
I think you're right. Until we actually start to see something that resembles stadium construction out there. You know, even a shovel in the ground doesn't do it for me. I want to see things like, you know, coming up from the sky or from the ground.
You can't tell me that when you're heading heading west on 480, or whether you're heading south on 71 and you hit that turn that kind of curves you away from the airport and sends you on your way 71 heading towards like Columbus or Strongsville. Every time I look down and I'm like, that's where the dome is.
Yep.
That's where it's going to be. Or if you're driving to the airport and you see it, it's off on the left. I see it, or it's off on the right, depending on which way you're going.
Do you think
that's when it's real?
You know what's going to be strange ultimately when it's done? Our stadium currently right now is so difficult to get to on a game day. Don't you think? If you're parking somewhere in the city, walking. And
it depends on what there are a bunch of factors, and how close are you trying to park? That's the question.
And when are you getting there?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. If you get there within 2 hours of the game, you could get caught in traffic for forever. Because like I know coming in from the east side, you're backed up sometimes all the way to Euclid trying to get in because they shut down entrances or exits. If you're heading westbound, if you're coming in from... Yeah, I mean, it is a major pain. There's only one way in, and you got to go by the power plant and by Burke off on the side, and that's if you're within, 2 hours of the game. It is not fun. Other question is do you... I mean, if you don't like the tailgate and you don't want to sit down there forever, you know, if the Browns are having a bad season, it's very easy to get in a little bit later. It is.
When I was... when I was doing the Browns pregame show as part of the Browns Radio Network, you're doing that now.
Yes.
You had to get down there, you know, in time for the show, obviously, but you want to get down even earlier. But when that changed and I was doing halftime and postgame like I'm doing now, I would still need to get down there by 11 o'clock because of just what you said. I didn't want to miss the start of the game. And the last thing you wanted to do was...
So wait, were you doing pre out of the studio here?
No, I wasn't doing pregame.
Oh, okay. I thought you did
pregame. At times I did the pregame and then it changed up. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't want to get stuck in traffic and possibly miss kickoff because I hate traffic. And I was trying to, you know, I was leaving my house in plenty of time and getting down there 2 hours before the game, which seemed silly because I didn't have any work to do until halftime.
Right.
But the last thing I wanted to do was to have to deal with traffic and maybe get stuck and get into a problem and not get in there in time for the kickoff.
Yeah, the only other way to do it is to not be there for kickoff. You got to wait till after kickoff then if you want to try to.
But I couldn't do that, you know. So one thing I think people will be stunned about with the new stadium, and I'm assuming this will be the case, because you have a 237, you have 480, 71. You have 71, the turnpike's not too far away. I would think... As long as they're able to 90's handle...
not that far away either. I mean, it's not directly
in. As long as you're able to handle right at the stadium and getting in off of Snow Road and however else they're able to figure out how to get cars in and out of right there, man, this could be a breeze compared to what we've always had here in Cleveland.
It just depends on what time you want to be at the game. I mean, I know that I enjoy...
You don't want to have to pay to park like crazy. Hopefully that won't be the case.
Well, I wonder how much parking prices are going to be.
I don't know.
You're not going to have the competition unless people start buying up land around the outside.
But you're also parking like crazy downtown. I mean, if you're parking in many places downtown, you're paying a lot of money on game day.
But you can come downtown and you can find, okay, well, that spot might only be $50. That spot might be $15, depending on how far you want to walk. I don't know how that's going to play out in Burke Park. I just don't know. And if the Browns will control the parking prices for the spots that are at the stadium. So it's an interesting conundrum. And I understand as a business why you would want to control your own parking. But by the same token, I don't know as a consumer on the other side, you're like, you know, if I want to walk a little bit farther, or if I think that the killer way to do this is going to be the Rapid. And you could do the same thing for downtown, let's be honest. But I mean, the Rapid has a golden opportunity here to become a major staple of moving people through our region when this happens.
Looking forward to it. I'm anxious to see groundbreaking, and then I'm anxious to see a dome stadium in Northeast Ohio and then see how it's put to use. NBA draft starts tonight. First round, Mike Fratello, former Cavaliers head coach. His thoughts on the NBA finals, his thoughts on what the Cavaliers should do. Coming up here, we think right at 1 o'clock. So get ready for Mike. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.